Certainly up to about a year to 2 years ago, all the young people I knew in deprived areas who were using drugs were using heroin. Today, almost all of them are using cocaine. It may be cocaine as well as heroin, or it may be cocaine as a substitute for heroin, but certainly the rise in the use of cocaine has been phenomenal over the past 12 or 18 months. Cocaine is far more attractive to these young people. It gives them a far bigger high than heroin does, and it hasn't got the negative connotations that injecting yourself with a needle with heroin carries with it. So for many of these young people, cocaine is seen as the respectable drug, the safe drug, because they see professional people using that drug and it's not damaging their health and it's not destroying their careers and they're not going to jail. It seems to them, their perception is that professional people using drugs, it's a recreational, harmless drug that has no negative impact on those professional people's lives, and no visible impact anyway. So they see it as a very safe and respectable drug.
But the reality is?
The reality is two things. One, it makes you very aggressive, gives you energy, particularly if you mix it with alcohol. The combination produces in your system a third drug, apart from alcohol and cocaine, which makes you extremely aggressive. It gives you energy so that you are very hyped up, whereas heroin puts you to sleep. Cocaine makes you very, very awake. So that the level of the aggression and violence, certainly that I've seen in the area I live in, I think is directly attributable to the increase in the use of cocaine and alcohol mixed. The second thing about cocaine is because it gives you, the high you get from cocaine only lasts 20 to 30 minutes. So you need much more cocaine to get you through a day, and it becomes much more expensive. I've known young people spending €1,000 a day on cocaine. That means you are into big crime to feed your habit. You can feed a heroin habit by shoplifting. You can't feed a cocaine habit by petty crime. You're into banks robberies, post office robberies, security corps vans, jewelers. You're into big crime and therefore big time. And you will do anything when you're coming down off cocaine. So you're probably going to commit these crimes with little concern about getting caught. You're going to be on CCTV camera. You don't care. You just want the money. And therefore, inevitably, you're going to get caught and you're going to go to jail for a long time.
It's a pretty terrifying picture, isn't it?
It is. I think we're heading down that road. I think we may look back in 5 years' time and wish for the good old days when people only took heroin. I think cocaine is going to create a far more dangerous society for everybody. And increasingly now I see in the last few months crack cocaine, which is 10 times worse than cocaine, is rapidly on the increase. So I think we are heading down a very, very slippery slope, and this society could become a very, very unsafe place.
Is it too glib to say that it's the society that we live in, the values that we have today, and what it would appear to be the total lack of self-esteem that people talk about, that young people have from about the age of 9?
I think we do have to look at the values that are developing in our society, and I would be very critical of those values. I think the value is the meaning. As most of the young people I deal with see no meaning in life. They see the purpose in life is to enjoy yourself, to have a good time. And if having a good time therefore means drinking, taking drugs, having sex, that is to them, that's the whole purpose of life. So I think we do have to recreate values that were stronger in the past. They weren't. I'm not looking back to an ideal past, but they certainly were stronger in the past. Sense of community, sense of solidarity, sense of concern for the other, I think is weakening in the society that we're building, and individualism and Mayfane and enjoy yourself and get ahead economically, have the money to have a good time, is replacing the values that certainly that I grew up with.
So, I mean, is the spiritual gone?
everybody is searching for a meaning, and I think it is incumbent on us as a society to ensure that young people from a very early age do find their own meaning. We don't have to impose our own notions of God on them, but they do have to come to discover what the meaning of their lives is. Otherwise, life is very empty, and eat, drink, and be merry becomes the norm.
Can church help at all?
Well, I think church can. I think the church affirms the dignity and goodness of every single human being. The church affirms the value of every human being as a child of God. I think that is tremendously important in helping people to have a good self-image and a good sense of their own value. Unfortunately, we spend a lot of our time saying it and not nearly enough of our time doing it. If we say that every human being has the dignity of being a child of God, then we're simply hypocrites unless we're doing everything we can to make that dignity a reality in our society, so that having homeless people on the streets, having people who are unwanted, having children with special needs who can't get the assessment or the services they need, they're all a denial of the dignity of that person, and we ought to be fighting and shouting and screaming from the rooftops that this is a denial of their dignity, and that something has to change if we are to make that dignity that they have a reality. So I think the church can have a very central role in giving meaning to people's lives, but we've got to be much more active in defending the dignity of people whose dignity is being denied or reduced by the attitudes of this society.